is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Consenting in progress.
Continue.
Hello, welcome back.
Oh boy, the team's back together.
Call it Wednesday.
It's good to be back. Back in baby's arms. Back in baby's arms.
Do, 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 do.
This is Hamiltopia.
Hamiltopia.
This is Hamiltopia episode. I lost count. I think
it's 60.
Woo!
60.
Was that a senior?
Yeah, we've reached seniority status.
Is it 65?
No, actually, in some communities, it's 55. So,
oh yeah,
it depends on what sort of deals are happening and who's offering them. We should have a seniors deal for Hamiltopia.
Yeah, seniors, you can get the show. We'll pay you to listen to the show. It's less than free or more than free.
Early
what
bird.
A deal. Well, it's so good to see you, you two.
Yeah, you too, you three.
I agree. And I just wanted to say thank you both for your amazing solo epis that I took a lot of joy in listening to, smiling from ear to ear.
You thank too, you. Becky.
You guys didn't listen to my episode.
I did.
I didn't listen for like 3 or 4 weeks. I didn't have a moment to do it. It was dismal without this every week.
The beacon of light is back in your life.
Yeah, it is. Here we go again.
Show you the way.
You hear that, listeners? You don't want to go without Hamiltopia. A malnourished life.
It can really
derail
your mental wellness and your physical wellness, your spiritual wellness, your emotional wellness, right?
Yeah, just pump that syringe full of Tunergy, baby.
So if you're in a wellness deficit, make sure you tune in every week. And if you need to beef up your wellness, go back and listen to the archives because they're all there, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. They're all there. There's a cache of treasures there for you, for your boredom, for your well-being, for your enjoyment.
For your morbid curiosity.
And if you just want to straight up find some music you never heard before, well, you're definitely going to find that every week.
Hell yeah, baby.
The URL is 1015thehawk.ca, and then you search around for Hamiltopia, or no, you search first for archives and then click Hamiltopia, I believe. And then let us know what you think by sending us an email, hamiltopia3@gmail.com. We're waiting to hear from you.
We're waiting. Send us a request. Send your songs too. I guess maybe eventually we'll play one of them.
Yeah, let's check the email right now while we're live on the air.
Wow. Has this ever been done before?
I think we've done it once before, except I don't remember the password and I don't have it on this computer. Never mind.
Yeah. Still get in touch though.
Still get in touch. You can also reach out to us on our Facebook page. Like us. Love us.
Well, why don't we just get giddy up and give them what they came here for.
Saddle up.
Head on down to Barton Street Festival today, or Saturday, a few days ago.
3 days ago? 4 days ago?
We're doing a live to air from Barton right now as we speak.
So go into the past and find us. We're probably hanging around. Where on Barton will we
be? I don't know. Like, why don't we do the show from the sandwich line at Duarte's?
Yes, good.
Hefty Hoagie. Yeah, the table near the window at the Hefty Hoagie. Just walk by, look inside, get a sub, and enjoy the tunes.
Today is Wednesday, July 7th. Is that right?
You got that right.
2021. You know what that means, though? It was one of our birthdays yesterday.
You'll never know who. We're all a bit older, though, a bit wiser.
That's right.
If you continue listening to this episode, you'll figure out whose birthday it is. But anyway, let's get on with it.
Let's celebrate life right now.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Hamiltopia on the Hawk.
Hurry one up. Time.
capas no manos tan molestan. Me agradan las máquinas. Els números em molesten. Però m'agraden les matemàtiques. Vull dir, la mecànica. Més aviat les màquines. Oblido les matemàtiques. Aprofito la mecànica.
We have a special belated birthday dedication to one Mr. Dallas Robert Walczak. Happy birthday, buddy. Here is brand new RP Boo with All My Life on Hamiltopia.
Love to. Love to. Dance. Dance.
Next lady that's gonna take the stage needs no introduction around here. Gustanillo.
Sango. Before I do a poem for you guys, I just really, really need to acknowledge the land defenders that have been holding it down. And, you know, it's few and far between that we get some wins. And with Foxgate canceling their development. It's a big deal.
Yeah!
For sure, the fight's not over, but I think it's really important that, you know, we take the time to acknowledge and feel that and appreciate one another for all the sacrifices and, you know, sleeping in the freezing cold and tents being blown over and, you know, old coffee and all the land back folks and the allies that have consistently come out to support us. Like, you know, I can't thank yous enough, and I think we've developed our own little family, and I love all of yous. So I'm gonna do a poem for you guys. Canadians wonder why it seems like we can't pick ourselves up, dust off the dirt. Well, let me tell you, We are still being buried, still covered in the ashes of our burning homes, broken tongues, still trying to find our children, still loving them. And we never learned how to put out the fire. We only seem to waft the flames. We are still being buried. And the trucks, they keep coming. I ask them to stop. They never listen. I tell them they are taking pieces of me. They only smile, wave at the onlookers, and continue. And there are buildings tall, made of stone, with maps of my body. Men huddle around to look, break apart, reassemble. They expect silence, compliance, but it gets messy and loud, so I send my daughters to the river to wait. Because they always seem to come home to a burning village, a mother being buried alive, speaking truth, uncovering lies, because this Indian war is relentless. No home, no moment in time to breathe. And there is nothing new about this renewed relationship when we are still being buried, our houses still burning, and we still can't find our children. Maybe they are at the river waiting. Thank you.
It's your boy Kai from The Brain, and you're listening to my favorite Hamilton radio show, Hamiltopia.
Conductor.
And that, my friends, brings us to the end of the first chapter of tonight's episode, meaning my set is over. What we are hearing now is Visualizer by Conductor Williams. Before that, we heard local Hamiltonian Nina June with Moonlight Rings. Before that, we heard Casanilla Williams delivering a poem at 6x6 on the weekend for their big Cancel Canada Day event that turned into a mega celebration because the old greedy bastard developers at Foxgate decided to pull the plug on their housing development project. Huge mazel tov to all the land defenders at 1492 Landback Lane and all the land defenders throughout the world that are doing their best, putting their lives on the line to protect the environment from the greedy corporate elite who are probably all psychopaths. Before that, we heard All My Life, brand new RP Boo for Birthday Boy Dallas. Before that, we heard brand new Banana Nana Nana with Vice Land. Before that, we heard Clavel de Mer by Motor Combo. And to start off the whole show, underneath our chit chat, you heard Manu de Bango with Sol Macosa. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got about 40 minutes left, so stick with us.
All right, we're going to start this next set off with something a little unsettling in a good way. This is brand new Rose Bolton. If you're not familiar with Rose, which I wasn't until very recently, check her out at rosebolton.com. She's based just down the QE Dub in Toronto. This is from an album that was recently released, and it's called The Lost Clock. This track is called Unsettled Souls, right here on Hamiltopia.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
many magazines. I don't want to believe that only film is created. But if you turn your back on me, when you leave, you'll see back on your life.
Listener, I hope you're having a good time right now. I'm sure having a good time listening to good tunes with my good friends Randy and Becky. It's very important to have good friends like Randy and Becky. We just heard a wild new track by Lightman Jarvis Elastic Band, which is the project of Eves Jarvis and Romy Lightman. That track was called Elastic Band. Before that was brand new Psychic Mirrors from their new album. That song's called Daydream. Check out that album. It's a wild concept album, and it's very worth the ride. Before that was Cizeo, a new artist who recently released an EP. That track was called W Nazem Domu. You can check that out on Bandcamp, and you can also buy the LP at Dr. Disc and Into the Abyss Records. Before that was a La Fonda track, La Malatendu, the Terza and Kobe Stay version. And as we mentioned before, we started that set off with Rose Bolton, her track Unsettled Souls. We've been listening to new Mika Levy from her recently released soundtrack to a movie called Zola. Well, don't go anywhere. We got lots more show where this show has come from. You're listening to Hamiltopia on C101 The Hawk. Thank you.
recap, shall we? You just heard a track called Bloodbath Highway by Crusher Joe. Before that, we heard from Akira Inui and Unit 451 Degrees Fahrenheit and the track Techno Tango. Before that, we heard NYSE with the track HGTV. Before that, we heard Waterfront Dining and the track LA Forecast. And before that, we heard a track called My Refuge by Napoleon. And sadly, Napoleon, an LA-based producer, has recently passed away at a far too young age. And so we're sending lots of love out to Napoleon, and I highly recommend you look him up because he's got some brilliant electronic music. So yeah, rest in peace, Napoleon. And we started this set off with something from perennial favorite from Montreal, Dion, and his track Poplar, which is coming out soon, a new album called Rhododendron, which is available from the label Haosu Mountain. So stick around. This is Hamiltopia.
Woo, feels like it's still my birthday or something. That was a gift. It's spoiled this year.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of spoiled, how are you going to spoil yourself in terms of music? Do you have any plans to see any live music concerts this summer, Dallas?
I don't know if those exist.
Well, you just let me know about River and Sky, which is next week or 10 days from now.
True. So you know our boy Jem is cooking up something good.
And I actually do personally know one of the projects I play in is going to be playing outdoors in July at some point. For Jem.
You heard it here first.
Zula presents something else.
I also wanted to talk to you, Becky, about I got a little email from Seat Hamilton saying hit him with a request for August.
Whoa. We could probably talk about this off air, but that's good that our listeners get the first-hand information about our super disorganized planning process. If there are Strange Waves lovers out there listening in Radioland, keep listening to Hamiltopia week after week. You'll eventually figure out what sort of event we are slapping together.
We got a check, baby. Let's do it.
You're going to get at the drive-in to play? Cool. I mean, off the record, I'm a little...
Maybe, baby.
Yeah.
It's a new chapter.
Yeah, let's do it up.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing the tunes with us all, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for getting the music going.
Any last-minute gossip we can squeeze into the show? Hey, huge news that The Brain opened on Monday, this past Monday.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
And I believe we're listening to Hamiltopia from The Brain right now.
Oh, shit, we are.
We're live to air from The Brain and Duarte. We are multi-dimensional.
Conference call.
It's your boy Kai.
It's your boy Kai from The Brain. It's your boy Kai from The Brain. And you are listening to my new favorite radio show,
Hamiltopia.
All right, guys. We'll catch you there.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Get dosed.
Can we say goodnight?
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.